What's up, everybody? Welcome in. It's the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louie DiBiase in studio, as always, alongside one of my good friends and, of course, one of the co-hosts of the show, as always, Mr. Lars Lewis. Lars, welcome into the show, buddy.
We have a very, 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 very special show today. Something that you and I, we've been really excited to release this for everybody in Eagles Nation. And I'm very intrigued in seeing what you're going to offer for this show.
So, minicamp is over. We have training camp coming up in a couple weeks. So, I thought right now that it's kind of died down. The news is, it's a little slow now. Carson Wentz got his big contract. Minicamp is over.
Got guys in shorts.
Everybody's healthy. They got through camp without any major injuries. Jason Peters back. Alshon Jeffrey back. Even Malcolm Jenkins, the one potential distraction, because he does want a new contract, he even said it. But it didn't deter him from coming to camp. And that's just, again, more proof of why you do sign Malcolm Jenkins and you don't set a precedent now when you've already set a precedent about taking care of the guys that really deserve it. And I'm not saying you pay everybody that's done really good stuff for you, but Malcolm Jenkins to me still is one of the best. He is one of the most versatile pieces, not only at the safety position in the NFL, but just on defense in general. I got into all of the Malcolm Jenkins contract situation stuff on a podcast last week, and you can go check that out on LockedOnEagles.com. We've done a bunch of other shows as well since then. Yesterday, are the Eagles contenders or paper pretenders? I compared them to the other teams of NFL history that were loaded on paper. What is the difference? What side do I think they're going to fall on? Does Carson Wentz's lack of playoff experience come into play with that factor as well? So that's up and available. We had over the Cap.com, Zach Moore, good friend of the show, on last Friday to get into the details of Wentz's contract and just so much philosophy talk on the building of NFL rosters. It was an incredible podcast. So make sure you subscribe to the show. You can listen to it on the desktop on LockedOnEagles.com, but to make sure you get the 4 to 5 podcasts a week downloaded into your phone, make sure you subscribe to the Himalaya podcast app. Preferably, as you can get shareable playlists, you can find your friends' playlist and add them into your phone. Himalaya is the way to go, but if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere, we are up and available on those platforms, and as well on Twitter, at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiaseLOE, at LarsLewis12, and our buddy Gino Camilleri, at Gino_LOE. So as Lars hinted at before, now that we have a little quiet time here, I want to get into the Jersey cast, because me and you, I would say, are pretty big Jersey guys, or just sports memorabilia in general. I cannot tell you how much money I have, some people would say wasted, enjoyed spending my money on a lot of Eagles memorabilia growing up.
You see, it's a rather shameful term to say foolish, because here's a life saying. If you're poor and buy stuff like that, you're foolish. If you're rich and buy that stuff, you're eccentric.
Right. I'm right in the middle, so I'd say I'm passionate.
Yes. So let's use that word.
There we go. We're passionate. I would say I don't know what kind of Jersey guy you are. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about, and I want you guys to talk about your collections as well.
Well, I should know you have one of mine.
After the episode, hit us up, that's right, on Locked On Birds or at DiBiaseLOE at LarsLewis12. I want to find out what kind of Jersey guys you are. For me, we're going to get into it. Unique players, different jersey numbers. Just don't worry. This is going to be a fun podcast.
Uniform history itself.
I will say,
rankings of best and worst.
I was a very reckless jersey purchaser back in the day.
Consumer, well, let's see. You have a Nnamdi Azikiwe jersey as we speak, what you're wearing right now. That's reckless.
Brand. This is exactly representing what I used to be. As a jersey guy, I'm wearing a Nnamdi Azikiwe white Dream Team jersey. It was my first jersey that I ever purchased at Lincoln Financial Field back in 2011. So I'm rocking that right now. But I was very reckless, Lars. The minute I believed the hype in a player, I instantly, Kevin Cobb, it was June when they traded Donovan McNabb a couple months before, right? In April, they traded him to Washington. A couple months later, all that I needed to purchase a Kevin Cobb jersey was a press conference basically hyping him up as like the future of the Eagles. And then that lasted about a quarter and a half, week one against Green Bay when Clay Matthews puts him in the ground. And then we all know how the Michael Vick comeback player of the year 2010 campaign starts. But that's what I was. I was throwing a lot of money at jerseys where they didn't work out. Nnamdi Asamoah, Kevin Cobb jersey. What are some other? I have to have some other bad ones. I mean, Deshaun. I have a Deshaun Jackson. I got a couple Deshaun Jackson jerseys. Those are good. LeSean McCoy. But for the most part, I would say just not even just Eagles jerseys, but sports jerseys in general, I haven't had a luck with. I haven't had a lot of luck with my favorite hockey teams and basketball teams. That's why I've started to go vintage now, because you can't really miss on vintage.
You can't.
And I think that's why you like – well, I think, too, vintage jerseys just – they always look cooler, too. I think there's brighter colors back then. I think the designs are a little bit more wonky. Like, if I go to hockey, right, and I say, like, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, whereas now everything's kind of a little bit more modern. You're even rocking the vintage Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I've got the old...
with the baby blue.
That's right, the early 80s Philadelphia Phillies gear with the baby blue and the maroon. And you're right. Vintage jerseys...
they're great.
...were more colorful. And I would say more creative, because we got into a time in the 2000s where everything became very minimalist.
And navy blue and black just all over
yes,
the place.
Yes, and very simple designs that sometimes just didn't seem to pop out. The one consistent thing with vintage jerseys is that you're going to get something unique.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love midnight green, though. I think it's even gotten better over time. I think midnight green to start was a little... I wasn't a big fan of the color, but
I
want to
talk
more,
about that later.
It's gotten more blue, I would say, now. I don't know. I like the way it looks better now than I have even, say, a couple of years ago. I would
Super
say
Bowl
right
that.
After that 2014 year where they had to wear all white for the first half of the year because Nike... what a weird story, by the way. Nike did not have the green ready for the Eagles yet. So the first half of the year in 2014, if you're wondering why they were wearing all white, it's because Nike didn't have the... because they switched over from Adidas to Nike, and Nike...
No, Reebok.
Reebok to Nike, and Nike didn't have the green ready. So, and I feel like, but when they did, the switch to Nike has improved the midnight green dramatically.
Well, actually, that was 2012, because 2011 was the final year of Reebok. And Nike was 2012. I remember this because...
well, regardless, I remember 2014, they did not have the green ready.
Right.
And I think it was because maybe they were changing up the tone a little bit.
Right.
I mean, because it does
I
look
think
different.
That is the case.
Right? Because when you look at Michael Vick in 2010, and then you look at Carson Wentz last year and the year before, the midnight green looks very different. Right?
Right.
I would say it's more... is blue the right word now? Like, they added more... it's more...
it's a bit of a brighter hue,
yeah,
compared to the other one. The other one had more of a greenish color.
Right.
This is
more
it had some teal thrown in just slightly.
Yeah.
So that it makes...
I think it looks better.
It makes a green pop a little bit more.
So I want to get into what kind of jerseys you like. For me, quarterbacks obviously are the way to go when you just want a surefire... like for Carson Wentz, of course... most people are going to own Carson Wentz apparel. And this doesn't even just mean jerseys. For me, you can also count jerseys. You can also count hoodie jerseys. I don't know.
Okay,
Herseys, is that the new saying for that? I have a couple hoodie jerseys, too, I like. And I actually like taking that route more. That's why I've kind of calmed down the more I've gotten older here with purchasing jerseys. I've more so gone customizing other things, like I have a Rasul Douglas hoodie. You can customize hats now. You can put the names and the numbers along the side and the
hashtag
back.
Sewell brand.
So that's, yeah, Sewell brand continues. That's, but so, of course, Wentz, popular legends, of course, Nick Foles, Randall Cunningham. I own two Randall Cunningham jerseys, a white one and a green one that you gave me, actually, which, of course, you know. And Reggie White's a good one. You really appreciate, like, a good Jerome Brown jersey. Right.
I think it's... when you look at vintage jerseys...
like, legends, you can't miss on.
Yes.
They're
and
safe.
You could be any person, and you see a vintage jersey, you can't go wrong, because you won't have the risk of either that guy getting traded,
right,
or that guy falling out of favor with the organization, or even just not playing well and ends up getting released. Vintage jerseys with legends on them,
yeah,
they'll be in style for any decade and any time. And I actually want to bring up something with you regarding jerseys and herseys or whatever the
and
hell
hatsies.
They call them. And hatsies. Patsies.
Patsies. Customized pants?
Yes.
Customized Eagles pants with the name on it and the number?
That'd be wild.
That would be wild.
No, but personally, I'm not a fan of any of those.
Mm.
I feel like with it, I feel like if you're going to wear a name and a number, the jersey is the only thing that actually it just looks right to me.
I don't know.
All the others just it feels weird.
Well, because
seeing
it's
it on
new.
A shirt.
I think it's because it's new, but for me, I'm gonna wear that stuff more. Like I can't wear a jersey in any setting. And it's cheaper. And we'll get into that too. I'm not a big jersey shaming kind of guy. I have bought my fair share of jerseys from China for $10, not only in the NFL, but in the NBA. I actually like purchasing NBA ones more than the NFL because it bothers me the way the Eagles logo looks. But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, how dare you not spend $100 for a screen-printed jersey from NFL.com. For me, I'm not a big...
eBay.
I got a Stitch DeSean Jackson Kelly Green jersey celebrating the 1960 championship. Remember week one from 2010. I got it for like $15.
I got this Phillies top for $7 on eBay.
I don't like the shame of like, oh, here's spots a clear knockoff. Like if they're ridiculous looking, okay, maybe,
yes.
Maybe. But for me at the same time, it's like, you don't know what that guy is going through. Like what? I can't justify making someone feel bad for wanting to save $80 by purchasing a jersey from China. And sometimes, dude, China does a damn good job. Let me just say, there's some really bad ones, but there's some great ones, too.
And also, we can't shame someone because, look, if they're wearing the same team that you are, they're just as passionate as you are. Maybe their wallet is different than yours, but the difference is that's it. Other than that, you guys are both fans, and you shouldn't shame each other over what you're wearing.
I got a Carson Wentz Kelly Green jersey. Again, quarterbacks, legends, good. Skill position, something I really like to get. I like to get receivers, running backs. I'm a big corner guy, as most of my listeners know, so I like to get cornerback jerseys. It's why I invested in Nnamdi Asamoah. So did the Eagles. That didn't really work out too well. But I also like to go for unique jerseys, and one of them for me, one dynamic of jerseys I really like, vintage jerseys with current players. I have a Carson Wentz Kelly Green jersey from China. It's kind of like a color rush edition. Basically, if they were going to use Kelly Green, if the NFL wasn't still being a bunch of buzzkills and they would allow the Eagles to wear Kelly Green helmets, which it'll happen soon. Jeffrey Lurie thinks it'll happen by 2020. For me, that's something I purchased and I have loved. It's my favorite jersey I have, Carson Wentz Kelly Green. But Lars, you know what I don't like? Reversing it. I cannot stand seeing midnight green jerseys with Randall Cunningham on it. Am I wrong for feeling that? Like, I love, like, I would, that's why I like the DeSean Jackson, Kelly Green, the LeSean McCoy. But at the same time, I would not be into, like, a Reggie White, you know, white midnight green jersey. Like, that just for me is, like, I'm not interested in that at all.
No, and personally, I'm not interested in either.
Really?
If it's not from the era that player was in, it just doesn't look right.
No.
When I see a navy, let's say for example, well, we can't say the Flyers for hockey because they've had almost the same jersey forever.
Yeah.
They're wearing the same ones they wore in the 70s. For example, let's say the Buffalo Sabres, the navy blue that they have now. Seeing a Pat LaFontaine on that or a Dominic Hasek, it just doesn't look right.
Well, right. That's
it looks weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see, you know, a Norm Van Brocklin with midnight green.
No.
Right? Or like Tommy McDonald with like
Chuck Bednarik.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm not really into that. Or even like seeing those guys in like the 90s look. But I'm okay with, I don't know why, but for me, maybe it's because these guys actually have a chance of wearing those vintage jerseys because
that's
there are
true.
Celebrations.
You're kind of leaving the door open.
Because now when they go to Kelly Green, I already have a Wentz jersey ready and DeSean Jackson because he's back. So, for me, I like unique jerseys like that, vintage looks with current players. But when you reverse it, and I've seen it a lot, Lars. I've seen a lot of jerseys where it's Cunningham number 12, but then it's in midnight green. I'm like, what are you doing? Not a big fan of that at all. You know what's a really cool one, too? I like getting – so this is fun. It's kind of quirky, like if you have money to spend. players that wore different numbers. But are still, so players that wore multiple numbers with Philadelphia. For instance, you know what would be a really cool bomb-ass combo that no one owns? All three Ronald Darby jerseys. Because remember, he wore number 35 when they first traded for him in the preseason. He wore number 35. Then he switched his jersey over in the Super Bowl season to number 41. Now he's number 21. If you got some money, I think that's a really cool trio, getting all three Darby jerseys. Or Jay Ajayi wore number 36, winning the Super Bowl. Then he switched over to 26. McCoy, number 29 is a rookie. I'm still always trying to find that jersey. Number 29, a number 29 McCoy rookie jersey would be fantastic. Nelson Agholor, number 17. Remember that? I mean, he was the number 17. Nelson Aguilar was probably the worst player of all time.
Personally,
but I think it'd be cool to get that to kind of represent like how far he's come.
Right. I think personally, it depends on the player and it depends on the preference. However, one thing that I really love when it comes to getting a jersey, let's say, for example, if I want to get an Eagles jersey, I want one, since I'm an old school guy, I want Kelly Green.
Yeah.
I want something from the older era. And then you have to look at, okay, look at the personality of not only yourself, but let's say there's a reason why bigger guys get either linemen or defensive players.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't wear big players. Like, as cool,
it'd be kind of weird if you were wearing
like a Jason Peters.
Or even a Brian, even a Fletcher Cox jersey.
Right. I don't.
It just wouldn't look right.
No, it wouldn't. And it'd be cool. Like, I mean, I would love to have a Brandon Graham jersey, but I have never owned a jersey like that because it would just look wonky. Like, just. And you even know in college, sometimes a defensive end will wear number 5, and then they put on number 90. So, like Josh Sweat, right? He wore, I forget, what number did he wear at Florida State? But it was a single number in the single digits. Then he puts on 75 last year, and I'm like, wait, is that Josh Sweat or is that Jadeveon Clowney on the field? Right? So for
Josh,
me,
Sweat did, Josh Sweat did wear number 9.
Number 9, that's right. So sometimes defensive ends and bigger guys actually look smaller. People tell them don't wear single numbers because when you show up on tape, sometimes the number actually makes you look smaller. It's the same way. Like for me, if I wear a Lane Johnson number 65, I feel like I'm going to look kind of wider. Isn't that true? Right? I feel like I'd look a little bit wider. This is the
come to think
cast
of it, when I look at both Florida State and the Eagles for Sweat.
Am I right?
There's an actual difference.
Thank you. I told you.
I can tell. Because you know why? It's two numbers. So the two numbers are naturally wider because they have to be separated instead of one number that's on the center, and it makes you look bigger.
I agree. You know what was another one kind of like that? Michael Kendricks. Wore number 95. Always for me just numbers is a whole different thing we can get into. I'm not a big college fan where you wear number 9 as a wide receiver. Josh Jacobs wearing number 8 at Alabama last year, you know, that kind of thing. This is the JerseyCast, LockedOnEagles.com. We are sponsored today, guys, by Grip 6. Their goal is to literally make the best belts that have ever been made. They're an easy, thoughtful gift for dads. Father's Day coming right up. Brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even, hey, moms and wives, too. They have a women's collection as well on grip6.com. They got ultra-lightweight belts, no holes, no flaps, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, and no bulk. We got a special offer for you guys, our Locked on Eagles listeners. Head over to grip6.com/lock. It's grip and then the number 6.com/lock. LOCKE. Currently up on the website, we got 35% off all Grip 6 packs, 3 to 6 buckles, 3 straps. So you don't, and it also includes a Grip 6 hanger. There is no code necessary. Just once again, go to grip6.com/LOCKE. All right, we're going to continue our jersey talk coming up next, right here on Locked on Eagles. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Louis DiBiase in studio with Lars Lewis. Lars, it's been a while. I feel like you haven't been. I mean, you were in California for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I did take a vacation out there in Southern California.
You needed
California.
A big rest from that the live draft show. That you were really spent after that one.
You kidding me, man?
Draft season burned you out, I think.
I don't think it was that bad. I think it's just all the other work I had to do with all the other jobs I had.
So we're getting into jerseys today. We're having a fun podcast here to wrap up the week. We got into some of the jerseys we like, unique styles. Do we like vintage jerseys with current players? How about the other way around? Again, for me, I understand having a Carson Wentz jersey, especially for kids growing up. Like, that's going to be their favorite player that they talk about for the next, you know, 30 years of their life. Well, I mean, for me, I'm still, like, Michael Vick, I know it was only a couple-year thing, but that was right when I was really getting into football. You know, this really dates me. I'm only 22 years old now, but in 2010, I'm a 13-year-old kid that's really getting into the Eagles, and Michael Vick is taking over. You know how I love escapability in quarterbacks, love the mobile guys. I mean, when you have such an electric offense, and it's the same thing with Carson Wentz right now. There is going to be a whole generation of kids that idolize Carson Wentz, but at the same time, for me, even growing up, I always like to have the jersey that nobody had. for me right now, like, who's a player, like, on the current roster? Like, Rasul Douglas, great one. For me, that's a niche player that I am a big fan of.
It's your brand.
It's the brand. But, you know what would be a cool one? You know what would be a cool, unique jersey for if you want to get one for a current player? Like a Corey Clement jersey, I think. And you're a Wisconsin guy, so I think that would be pretty cool. Corey Clement, like, a Super Bowl Corey Clement jersey would be sweet. You know, 100 receiving yards in the big dance. Like, Corey Clement would be a good one. Another one, like, how about Dallas Goedert, right? People are expecting Dallas Goedert to have a big second year. Miles Sanders, rookie running back. Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett's been already, I know some people still think Derek Barnett has a lot to prove. For me, I've seen a lot more in him the first 2 years. You guys know, you've listened to the shows. Derek Barnett's been a part of two of the biggest plays in Super Bowl in Eagles history, right? The strip sack on Case Keenum in the NFC Championship game, recovering the fumble, Brandon Graham stripping Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Derek Barnett, is there another player you could think of that's unique on the current roster? I mean, I got Goddard, Clement, Rasul, Barnett, Sanders. Who else? I mean, we got anybody else?
I know who I'm getting.
Who?
Jake Elliott.
I'm not a big punters and kickers jersey kind of guy.
I'm a kicker guy. I'm a kicker guy.
See, I haven't seen that in Philadelphia a lot with, like, David Akers. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I don't see a lot of David Akers.
I think the wild card game left a real sour taste in a lot of people's mouths.
I wonder how many Bears Cody Parkey jerseys are out there.
Oof.
Anybody else on the roster? Like, Nigel Bradham would be a cool one. Again,
okay. I'll give you a skill player then. I just love the name, Cravion LeBlanc.
Cravion LeBlanc.
That's who I would want.
All those young corners are a real big purchase. Sidney Jones, Avante Maddox, right now, I think is a really good one because I think he has the safest future of all the corners because I'm not sure where he's going to line up, but the fact that he can line up everywhere is going to pretty much create a niche role for him that is going to allow him to be on the field for the Eagles for a long time.
And if he cracks the roster next year and if he's still out there, look, man, I got to stay loyal to the university that I really love. I know you mentioned I do like Wisconsin, but my first love's always been Notre Dame.
Yep.
And if Josh Adams is on the roster,
I don't know, man.
I would take Josh Adams.
I feel like Wendell Smallwood is entrenched in RB4 for eternity. He's a cockroach. He'll never go away.
Don't put that juju on me,
He's
sir.
He's just too reliable as that fourth running back. He's not reliable at all as your RB1, 2, or 3. But as RB4, like, he's perfect.
But I just know that I don't want them to give up on Adams yet.
You're preaching to the choir. I would much rather go with Adams or Boston Scott. Because Scott, to me, provides the return ability.
Smallwood's hit his ceiling.
Yeah.
Adams has not hit his ceiling
yet. I guess
it's
what you want in an RB4. Do you want a guy that, if there's a bunch of injuries like there were last year, you know, hey, here's the six-yard hole. Smallwood's going to get that 6 yards. Can help out in the passing game. Not a super dangerous, explosive receiver, but he's competent in that area. Or are you going more for the upside of a Josh Adams, who showed last year that he can be extremely efficient in certain spurts, right in the middle of the season? Boston Scott, kind of that change of pace, explosive little back that's also great in the return game. I guess it's really, like, do you want him to be your next Kenyon Barner? It's kind of what you want, I guess, in that RB4. I could see you getting a Josh Adams jersey, though. He's got to beat out Smallwood and Scott for sure first. And maybe even Clement. I mean, I think Clement is pretty safe in that RB3 role, but I think he's got to get at least to RB4 for you to purchase that one.
I know.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, how about that one? Future wide receiver one, still probably too soon.
I never considered myself a wide receiver guy.
Really?
I can't catch.
What are the positions you like? So you're doing it based on what you're good at in football.
Yes.
Actually, I feel like I kind of do that too, like not really thinking about it. I have a lot of receiver and corner jerseys. That's what I played in high school.
And I have a lot of quarterback ones.
Right.
But the thing is, we can't do Carson Wentz on this because he's definitely not a niche player.
No, he's not.
Would I get a Sudfeld? I could be talked into it.
Why don't you customize and get a neat Studfeld jersey?
Mm.
That would be kind of cool. I am not one jersey no-no. Do not get, if you were over the age of, I'll say 16, you cannot get a jersey with your last name on it. I got one when I was 10. You can't, like,
if the player has the same last name as you.
Yes, fair. But it bothers me so much when I see, like, an Eagles jersey and it's number 30, 38, right, and Kenyon's Barner's gone. Or like a third, like just a jersey, a
or
number,
any number of a
number
player
that sticks out. You're like, wait, who is that? And then you see, and it's like Thornside, and I'm like, who is Thornside? And it's just their last name. That's a big jersey no-no for me. You know, okay,
that's your one foul.
We're staying on unique players here, unique former players. One of my favorite jerseys I own right now, Asante Samuel, Mr. Pick Six. You know what would be another good one? Doug Peterson. So Mitchell and Ness.
That's right.
Mitchell and Ness are on the verge, a vintage jersey company. The thing is, for them, it's like pretty authentic.
So Mitchell and Ness are the goats
so
when it comes to vintage apparel.
So be prepared to spend a couple $100. They put up a poll. They posted a poll on Twitter the other day, and they were asking Eagles fans, would they purchase a Doug Peterson authentic jersey, Eagles jersey? And I'll tell you, I'd pay at least $300. I would drop $300 for that.
You know what's
number 14, Peterson?
You want to know an obscure one that I would really, really want?
Yeah, hit me.
Jim McMahon.
Oh.
A Jim McMahon Eagles jersey.
Black visor Jim McMahon?
Yes.
I didn't realize they even had black visors back then.
Dude, it was sick, dude,
that
just
would be
seeing
an interesting
him.
One. What number was he, 9? Right? He was
yeah,
number 9.
Yeah, Jim McMahon.
A 9 that's not. It would be kind of like a number 9 that's not Nick Foles. It'd be kind of like a number 11 Tebow.
He had the dark visor with the mullet.
Would you wear a number?
You can't beat that.
Would you wear a number 11 Tim Tebow?
I could be talked into it.
It cracks me up every time I'm at a game and I see number 11. I'm like, ah, there's a Wentz jersey, and they turn around, and it's Tim Tebow. Like that's because it's so unique. A Tebow, if Tebow played for your team, you can get that jersey. For me,
I'll also get a Ricky Waters Eagles jersey.
Okay. You know what would be a good one, too? I talked about Doug
Irish.
Peterson. Deuce Staley.
Yes,
RB coach.
Deuce.
Unlike Doug Peterson, he was actually good with the Eagles. Peterson was the... What would we compare Doug Peterson to? He was the Mike Glennon for McNabb, right?
It could always be worse, man. Remember we were playing NFL Blitz together in the arcade cabinet? So you picked the Eagles. This was around 1999.
Oh, no.
And the starting quarterback was Brian Hoying.
Yikes.
You don't even know who he was.
The Eagles were pretty brutal.
Yeah, they were
right,
bad.
Before McNabb, they were really bad. Doug would be cool. You know what I like, too? I saw a Bobby Taylor jersey at the game last year I went to. That was... Oh, this one just popped in my head. I don't know if you're even going to know this name. The best fullback I've ever seen. Leonard Weaver. Number 43. 2009. Lars, I'm telling you, you got to look this guy up. He's someone that... He was only there for that 2009 season was the only time he really had a big role, because then week one of 2010 he suffers that career ending knee injury. It was terrible. He buckled, he fell forward, but his leg stayed straight. It was really gross. But this guy was fast. He could catch. He was so good in 2009. It's cool because like you know me, I'm not a fullback guy at all. If you keep a fullback for me, it's a waste of a roster spot. Leonard Weaver was a. You know what I compare him to, and this might be maybe going too far with it. He is a very, 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 very poor man's, very, I would like to emphasize very a lot here, a very poor man's Jerome Bettis. That's the kind of guy he was. And then, of course, like core players always work, but again, like, you know, I'm not going to get a fucking
I actually
notch.
Got one.
All right.
I got one. He's a Hall of Famer. He only played 3 games for the Eagles in 1995.
Okay.
Art Monk. That was the last 3 games of his career were with the Philadelphia Eagles in 1995.
All right, here's a question.
I want that jersey.
That's a good one. You know what'd be a funny one too? Herschel Walker.
Oh.
Yeah. Herschel Walker be going. All right, here's a question.
I wouldn't say that to his face though.
Jerseys that were bad. Like, terrible. Like, you own that jersey, you're like, why did I spend the money on that? This is so brutal now. But enough time has passed now where it's funny. So the one I'm wearing right now, do you think it's fair? Is 8 years long enough for me to rock this Nambiasoma jersey now? I think so.
Yeah.
Especially now that they've won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, winning a Super Bowl definitely helps with that.
They've overcome it, right? I mean, it's definitely a sign of them falling short. But I think it's pretty hilarious. Because Nambi was the... Out next to Darrell Revis, of course, was the best corner in football, and he went from that to being just someone you didn't even want to see on the field. You know what's another one like that that I bought? And I mentioned it, Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb, I think, is what here, give me a year, a limit. How long does it have to pass before a terrible jersey is now funny to wear? 5 years? Is that too early?
I'd say around seven.
Seven?
7 to 10.
Okay.
Around that time.
So I can rock my Nnamdi jersey now. I can rock my Kevin Cobb. You know, I know this is only been 3 years, but a DGB Doriel Green Beckham jersey would be hilarious. Because most people would think number 18, oh, it's Jeremy Maclin. Nope. It's Green Beckham. 2015 is still too soon for me, though.
I got one.
Okay.
James Thrash.
Ugh.
Or Todd Pinkston.
I don't want any of those mid-2000s Eagles receivers. You know, I hate on McNabb a lot, but I'll give him one thing.
Oh, you want to add Freddie Mitchell to that list, too?
Youth. 4th and 26. I'm cool with, you know what, though? You don't have to be. It's kind of the same logic as to why I think Foles is top two with best Eagles of all time. You don't have to have a large span of success or memorable moments. For me, becoming a legend, it's the weight of what you did. Like, for me, winning one Super Bowl and the way they did it, that can weigh more than McNabb playing 15 great years of football, right? So, Freddie Mitchell, like, 4th and 26, like, that's one of the most memorable plays in Eagles history. I think that's actually not a terrible jersey. That's why I think, you know, what would be a cool one, like, even if Corey Clement kind of becomes this role player, a Wendell Smallwood light, the fact that he caught an undrafted rookie had 100 receiving yards in a Super Bowl, like, for me, that jersey, it can never go bad.
Well, I think also it determines on the expectations of a player. If a guy was undrafted and had 100-plus yards in the Super Bowl, he'd be considered like a cult hero.
Right. No, exactly. Yes, exactly. A cult hero is perfect.
When you got guys that were considered starters and had expectations, a.k.a. Thrash and Pinkston, or derisively that they said in Philadelphia, Trash and Stinkson.
You know who's another cult hero? It's kind of a very light version of Nick Foles. Jeff Garcia, 2006. Takes over from McNabb, brings him nearly to the NFC Championship game. Very similar, actually, to the 2018 situation. They win a wild card game after barely getting in. They then nearly beat the Saints in the NFC divisional round. So I think Garcia is another one.
I think any Jeff Garcia jersey that's not Cleveland works. Cleveland or Detroit. So if you got anything else, if you got a Niners Jeff Garcia, if you got a Philly Jeff Garcia, or if you got even a Tampa Jeff Garcia, that happened.
See, I love...
It's cool. Is he one of the most underrated quarterbacks of the 2000s?
I think you would know more than I would.
He's got some good numbers.
Yeah, but you know who else had really good numbers too? Matt Hasselbeck. He's 22nd all-time passing yards. Is he a Hall of Famer? Probably not.
Jeff Garcia just
got into my McNabb podcast the other week.
But that's another argument for another day.
Like, again, though, jerseys that are funny, like, I dig that now. Like, I like, if you had a Vince Young Eagles jersey, for me, that's hilarious. I think that's really fun. Like, a Ronnie Brown Eagles jersey, like, for me, that's good. The one that is still too soon for me and that makes me angry every time I see it, if you own a jersey from any of that 2015 core, like, if you have a Sam Bradford jersey, if you have a DeMarco Murray jersey, like, just get the hell out of here. All right, 2015 is still very, very soon for me. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back, wrap up the Jersey Cast. Hope you're having fun with this one as much as we are. Talking jerseys, talking a lot of players that you probably forgot about, a.k.a. Leonard Weaver. So we're going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we will wrap up the show with our jersey talk right here on Locked In Eagles. And today's show, guys, is brought to you by Hotels.com. When you're scrolling on Instagram and you get jealous seeing your friend is in the Galapagos Islands, don't hate like their trip on Instagram. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. It's Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Louis DiBiase, Lars Lewis. We are wrapping up this Friday edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to hear continued podcasts downloaded into your phone 4 to 5 days a week right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, make sure you subscribe to the show on any platform. I really recommend the Himalaya Podcast app for a great podcasting experience. But wherever you are listening, make sure you subscribe to the show. If you can, leave us a 5-star rate and a review. Let us know how we're doing. That's how we can grow the show. Also, very excited announcement here to make on Locked On Eagles. Our T Public store is about to open. We have our official Locked On Eagles memorabilia right now. You can get t-shirts, hats, laptop covers with the exact logo, but we're bringing in some really cool designs. Our first shirt that you can also get on a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a sticker, a mug. It has to do with DeSean Jackson, and I think it's a great design. We shout out to Gino for getting that all set up with his graphic guy, and it's going to be exciting. We're getting in the merch game, Lars, which is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the merch game. I think that segue was about an A+.
It's a game of brands.
So,
and this is our brand.
We're wrapping up here. We're wrapping up the show. What was your favorite look? Was it Mitchell and Ness is great? I think. All right, we'll talk about Nike, Reebok. What was the one in the 90s?
Starter. And Puma.
I think Puma was the start with the Eagles, Midnight Green jersey.
And Russell Athletic. And Nike in the 90s as well. The thing is, in the 1990s, there were multiple companies that made NFL jerseys.
Right.
It was based on the contracts of each team. It wasn't a league-wide thing. There were certain jerseys that Nike made. There were certain jerseys that Russell Athletic made. There were certain others that Reebok made, Starter, so on and so forth. It wasn't until Reebok in 2002 that bought the licensing for the entire league.
Right.
Before then, it was just based on the franchise and their contract with their clothing team.
All right. Lars, this is on my computer screen right here. So this is when the Eagles Midnight Green jerseys first came out. What is this logo right here? What company is that?
That's Russell Athletic.
Look at did you ever notice this? So for people listening, there is a picture when the Eagles first unveiled their Midnight Green jerseys. The white jerseys at one point had a green stripe, a white stripe, and then a black stripe on the sleeve. That is the ugliest jersey I think, and those are cool though. Like I think if you bought a Brian Dawkins, like they sell those on MitchellandNess.com. They sell those like officially authentic Brian Dawkins Russell Athletic jerseys. The white ones though, dude, are brutal. I gotta get one though.
That was when they first released the new ones. I think it was around 1997.
Yeah, or 96. Or
96.
Yeah, right when Jeff Lurie took over.
they look
Lars,
bad.
I'm going to get this for you for your birthday.
No, get me those.
A 1996 white, ugly-looking Russell Athletic.
What made it worse was that the pants...
Well, didn't you say you like Ricky Waters?
Yeah, I like Ricky Waters, right, but no. Ricky Waters wore the GOAT jerseys in 95.
You're going to get these ones.
No way. No, you will return that label back to Mitchell and Ness.
Oh.
No chance. When they released those jerseys in 96, yeah. I mean, look at that. The green one that they had the side patch of the logo, and the other one had the stripes. It didn't have the logo. But the logo was on the pants, and the white pants on the home jerseys didn't have the logo. Like, what the hell is going on? Neither jersey matched.
These are great. I got to get... Sometimes it's so ugly, it's hilarious. These ones are...
They look like Jets knockoffs.
Well, the only ones that are worse are the yellow and blue ones from 2007. But those were
a re-release of jerseys from the 30s.
Yeah,
that's not even Eagles, though.
I never really.
That was
those.
Only for an anniversary year.
Yeah, I was never really into those at all, though. I mean,
you're not, but
because it's not.
Who
the
in the 30s had a great idea when it came to jerseys and uniforms?
That's a very good point. All right, Lars. Thanks for coming on today.
Hang on, I got one more bone to pick with you.
Okay, you're still going.
I didn't even get to mention my all-time favorite Eagles jersey.
Okay, let me hear it.
Plain and simple, 1991, the Randall Cunningham era.
Yeah.
You had the Kelly Green helmet, the Kelly Green jersey with the full Eagle on the sleeves. And no sleeve stripes either. Just that, the gray numbers with the black outline. And, man, with the silver pants and the stripes on the side, with the striped socks and the black cleats,
yeah,
it is the cleanest look that the Eagles have ever had. And I hope that one day...
They'll be back.
...we will see those again.
Which version of Kelly Green, before we wrap up, do you think will be back? So, like, do you think it'll be that 90s look? Do you think it'll be the 60s? Like, are they going to put an Eagle on the sleeve? And also, I think the midnight green in the 60s is a different color than the one in the
That's
90s.
Right. It's a bit of a darker green.
The 90s one is, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the 60s look better, to be honest
the
with
brighter
you.
Green?
I think you should merge the two. I think you should put the logo on the sleeve like the 90s, but I want the green from the 60s. Like I want the style of jersey from the 90s, but I want the color from the 60s.
That
would be perfect.
Here's what I think. I want a hybrid of not only that, but I want the white helmet with the green.
I'm with you.
With the green wing.
The Kelly green wing.
The white helmet with the Kelly green wing. And the Randall Cunningham era jerseys.
And again, like I'm okay with just making this. You don't have to be Oregon where you have 90 different jersey combos. But for me, the NFL should just let you go rogue with uniforms because it's just going to make you so much money. First off, the NFL is a money-hungry
Look what the NBA does.
Yeah, the NFL is a money-hungry business. The fact that they're still not exploiting this untapped potential for revenue is ridiculous. For me, like... Not only could you use the white jersey, the white helmet with a Kelly green wing for the vintage jerseys, but dude, are you telling me right now, like the midnight green jerseys right now, like if when they wear their all white getup, midnight green
with
version,
the white helmet,
with the white helmet and the midnight green wing?
Ooh,
sign me up.
I got chills.
I'm getting chills. There's so many possibilities. It's great, man. I love talking jerseys. Uniforms is a big favorite of ours.
I think you are right though. The bright green helmet with the gray wing. With the Kelly green jersey,
yeah.
I think that might be the one that comes back because it's more recent. It was worn in 2010.
I think that's
people know what it was.
It was so perfect. Why mess with it? I mean, I'm cool with putting the 90s eagle, though, on the side. I mean, I think that
right.
Can't
hurt. Just take the number off the side and replace it with the eagle, and you have the perfect jersey.
I'm in. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on today. Make sure we get you back on next week.
You are not buying that Ricky Waters jersey.
I am buying you that 96 Ricky
Waters
jersey.
No, you're not.
It's only 30. It's only $50.
I'm not wearing it.
It's on rarevintage.com.
Unless you get me the one with the wing, with the eagle on the side, forget it.
This has been the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in here on the show today. We will be back tomorrow. We're going to have a Saturday podcast. We'll get our fourth in for the week, and then we'll start back up again on Monday. Once again, thank you for joining the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter to keep the conversation going. I want to hear what your collections are like. If you have any crazy, first off, if you have any funny jerseys, make sure you send them in. If you have any crazy, unique jerseys like that first white midnight green jersey, or you know, if you have like a current player with a vintage look, whatever, send us your collection on Twitter at Locked On Birds, at DBASCLOE, and Lars at LarsLewis12. And of course, as always, if you don't have the podcast on your phone, if you're more of a person that listens to it at your computer on the desktop, make sure you head over to LockedOnEagles.com. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go, Birds.
You're not buying me that jersey.